that you are happy in Krishna bhakti. We are all meant to be happy, but there is no happiness in material life. Whether you are a king or a beggar, everyone is suffering in material life. Because we are Atma, we are eternal part and parcel of Krishna. We are eternal part and parcel of Krishna. So we can only be happy as parts and parcels of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has summarized all the Vedic philosophy very simply. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jivesarupai Krishna Nityadas.
Krishna does.
We are all meant to serve Krishna. But in this material world we are serving Maya. That's why we can never be happy. So the Krishna consciousness process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also very simple. It is based on chanting the holy names of Krishna, particularly the Maha Mantra, which is
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
To chant this Hare Krishna mantra is very simple. Everyone can do it, but not everyone can do it. Everyone can do it means everyone can open their mouth and say it. But many people cannot open their mouth and say it. Because people who are too much attached to material sense gratification, they do not have the feeling to chant Hare Krishna. Mechanically or physically, everyone has the capability to chant Hare Krishna. But it requires bhakti bhav to do so. So you are very fortunate to have attained this bhakti bhav.
Sir,
bhakti bhavan techukunnanduku meeru chaala adrushtavantulu.
This bhakti bhav is meant for every living being. But generally, the possibility to take to bhakti is only there in the human form of life. So now you have got this human form of life. And especially birth in Bharata Bhumi is very fortunate for a better opportunity for taking to Krishna consciousness. Shall I speak in Hindi? It might be easier for you to translate.
It's okay.
It's a closer language to tell you.
It's okay.
And now you are most fortunate to have this opportunity to chant Hare Krishna. So please take this opportunity very seriously. Maya is pulling us. But we should not listen to Maya. We should listen to Prabhupada, who very kindly came to this world and gave us this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Listening to Prabhupada means listening to the message of Krishna. Because Krishna, Prabhupada has given us Bhagavad Gita as it is. You are all reading this Bhagavad Gita, Yathartham,
Yathartham.
Yathartatam. Who has read all of Bhagavad Gita, Yathartatam, all the introduction, verses, purports, beginning to end? So please try to read.
Ate meeru kripa chesi.
Kuncham kuncham, who is kuncham kuncham?
Kuncham kuncham chadanal lete, teletani.
Alright, of course, it may be that not everyone is fully educated. That is not a disqualification in bhakti. Bhakti depends on the heart, not on the intelligence or the education. But if you can read Bhagavad Gita, Yadartatam, please do so. That will help us to advance in Krishna. And those who have read, they should help the others by explaining it to them. So, I can only request you to, now you're so fortunate to have this opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness, to remain very seriously on the path of Krishna consciousness. Now I can request you that now you've taken to this path of Krishna consciousness, to remain fixed on this path of Krishna consciousness. So we won't spend much time here because we have to go to the other program. You're all coming to that?
Yes, sir.
So shall we go?
Chakshurunnilitam yena tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shiyatam Paranamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sadhana Guratam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sagatam Sajivam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivashakam Vitam Scha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Vandha Jagatpati Kubesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tata Kanta Nagorati Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Kanamane Hari Priye Kanchakaukadrubhyascha Shubhasandhuri Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Rama
Understanding Bhagavan We have come to this human form of life after many, many births. This information we get from the Vedic literature. There are 84 lakh species of life. Among them, the number of humans is very small. But only in the human form of life do we have sufficient intelligence to consider who is God and what is our relationship with Him. Only in the human form of life do we have sufficient intelligence to consider who is God and what is our relationship with Him. Especially birth in Bharatabhumi, in the human form, is most valuable. Previously, India was a very pious country. Everyone understood, or most people understood, that understanding God is the most important thing. Unfortunately, in the modern age, due to the influence of Kali Yuga, people in India have become very materialistic. People are interested in more and more in sense gratification. But the path of sense gratification and the path of God realization do not go well together. Come and listen. Come and sit down and listen. Don't spoil your human life. Nevertheless, people in Bharatabhumi still, despite all the materialistic propaganda, are inclined toward God realization. I just came from Tirupati 2 days ago. Now, in the TV and in the schools and from the government, no one is making propaganda, go to Tirupati. Through the TV, newspapers, radio, advertisements, education system, they are propagating that everyone should be a sense enjoyer. But nevertheless, still so many people are daily going to Tirumalai, for darshan of Lord Srinivas.
For darshan of Lord Srinivas.
So this means that still in Bharat today, people, their natural inclination is towards bhakti. And we can see that in this village also. That with a little encouragement, you have taken up Krishna consciousness so seriously. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would travel in South India and go from village to village and chant the holy names of Krishna. And quite possibly he came to this area also. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's stated that he traveled to all the holy places all over South India. So Yadgiri Gupta is also a holy place, Tirtha. So very likely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came this way also. Definitely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here now. Certainly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here now. Because wherever there is the Sangita movement, there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tapasari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings are upon you. You are among the top people in Andhra Pradesh, who are generally considered the top people in Andhra Pradesh. Right now there's Congress government in the state, no? And we have big businessmen. And generally the Naidu and Reddy communities are considered very powerful in Andhra Pradesh. So I think you are mostly weavers, is it? Weavers and farmers like this. So no one will think that you are a very high class people. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks that you are the best people. Because you have taken to this Sankirtan process of chanting the holy names of Krishna. So we're not interested in promoting ourselves as the best.
We're not interested in, we don't say that we are the best.
But actually it is a fact. Narottam Das Thakur says, Jai Gauranga Naam Loi Tar Hoi Primodoi Tare Muri Bali Hari Jai. That whoever says the name of Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he develops love of Krishna.
Narottam Das Sangha.
And Narottam Das, a great acharya in our sampradaya, says, I congratulate such a person.
Abhinandan.
I don't know Telugu, but I know other Indian language. I know some Sanskrit, so I can supply some of the words sometimes. So, on behalf of Narottam Das and Srila Prabhupada, I congratulate you on your development of Krishna Bhakti. Your human form of life is successful.
Safal.
Sartha. In the modern age, people are very interested in being successful. They think if I earn a lot of money, then I should be successful. But we say, earn a lot of bhakti. Generally we think if I get a lot of money then I'll be happy. I can tell you for sure, I've seen many, many, many rich people and money does not buy happiness. And I've seen many, many, many devotees and I can tell you that bhakti, I actually brings us happiness. According to our prarabdha karma, someone is very rich and someone is very poor. But that doesn't matter to Krishna. Krishna wants to see what is in our heart if we have love for Krishna. So please develop your love for Krishna by following this process of bhakti yoga.
Please develop the love of Krishna by following this process of bhakti yoga.
It is very easy. There is nothing at all difficult about this process of Krishna bhakti. Is there anything difficult? All you have to do is chant the names of Krishna, take Krishna prasad, and dance in ecstasy. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great mercy, that just by following this easy process of Krishna bhakti, we can make our lives fully successful. Fully successful means no more birth and death.
Janma Mrityu Bandhu.
One who chants Hare Krishna goes to Krishna. But who doesn't chant Hare Krishna becomes a frog or a dog or a rat or an indra or something, but he doesn't go to Krishna. So we don't want to be a frog or a dog or a rat or indra or chandra, as you also said, but we want to go to Krishna. Our aim, our goal is to serve the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees of Krishna. This is the highest success of human life. So we can simply request you to go on with this process of Krishna bhakti with great faith and enthusiasm. By its very nature, this material life is full of many difficulties. But we should stick very closely to the lotus feet of Krishna, with full faith that Krishna will surely help us. It's a very nice life in Krishna consciousness, isn't it? What do you think? That was a question. They're supposed to give an answer. What do they think? What do you think? You think it's very nice? Very pure life. That all our activities are focused on Krishna. Very high consciousness. No low or sinful activities. No meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, intoxication. Only Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna. Everything centered on Krishna. So I'm only speaking for you, they don't understand me. So devotees, in some ways, are like other people. Most devotees have families and they have some occupation like farming or weaving or something like that. So they have their families and their houses and like this, in many ways like ordinary people. But the consciousness of devotees is much higher than that of ordinary people. Because devotees are only thinking how to satisfy Krishna. They're always engaged in Krishna's service. Even while they're doing whatever their activities may be, they always like to think of Krishna and chant the names of Krishna. And they like to talk about Krishna.
Can you give the translation?
So this is our
aim, always to be absorbed in Krishna, thoughts of Krishna.
just like the Rajavasis. Krishna would go out to the forest taking the cows during the day. And the Rajavasis would perform their daily duties. Churning the butter, cleaning the house, and so many activities. They were always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. So this is the ideal. Adarsh, the word for ideal is adarsh. That whatever we are doing, always to think of Krishna. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Some of you are also learning shlokas, I heard. Brahma Samhita, is it? So please chant with me. Ishvara Parama
Krishna Sachidananda Vikraha Anadiradhyato Vinda Sarva Karana Karanam Chintamani Prakara Satna Sukalpa Vipsha Laksha Viteshu Suravira Vipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrama Sejamanam Govinda Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami.
We won't chant all the verses now, but I'm just very happy to see how you are happy in Krishna Bhakti. So it's quite late now.
I think usually you all take rest by this time, isn't it? Is it? Or someone's still working the handle, it seems. Is that handle or power? Handle.
Power.
They're working so late at night. They go all night, is it? So we should be 24 hours thinking of Krishna. Sorry we came late. Somehow it happened like that. Anyway, we're very, very happy to see how you are happy in Krishna consciousness. We pray that Srila Prabhupada will bless you to progress more and more in Krishna consciousness. We're very, very fortunate to be connected with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is very, very dear to Krishna. Atyanta Priya. So Prabhupada was sent to this world by Krishna to preach Krishna consciousness to us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Krishna consciousness should be spread to every town and village. So now by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, this is becoming more and more true. So, Hare Krishna. Does anyone have any question?
We have chin.
Where's Jagannath Mishra? He's resting or?
Jagannath Mishra Prabhu. Kaha paho? Aye.
Jagannath Mishra Prabhu, please aye.
Already.
Sandhya Hari Kaya.
Everyone has every book? I just wanted to.
I guess I should have introduced myself, or someone should have introduced me. My name is Bhakti Vikas Swami, and I'm a servant of the servants of the dust of the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada.
I just want to introduce you.
This is Jagannath Mishra Das Brahmachari. Who is from Croatia in Europe and has been serving the Krishna conscious movement in India for the last 4 years. He speaks in Hindi and is now going to study Sanskritam.
Yes, so by me, that beginner's guide, is that?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.